Data from National Bureau of Statistics shows that China saw a decrease in both the number of new babies and the birth rate in 2017. However, the number of second children born in 2017 surpassed that of first children. Well, I think this is a very, China topic that we need a little bit more context about this. First child and second child in families. Mm-hmm. So, what's going on here, Lai Ming?
All right. According to this report by China's National Bureau of Statistics released on January the 18th, a total of 17.23 million babies were born in 2017. Well, that's a decline from 17.86 million in 2016. And the birth ratio has also dropped from 1.295% to 1.243%. It's a very low percentage, but it makes a lot when it comes to a population as huge as China's. That's about 1.39 billion. Mm-hmm. So also the findings in the report, the data has fallen short of government estimates, which predicted that the country's population would rise from 1.39 to 1.45 billion by 2030. And another interesting finding among the figures, according to Li Xuru, director of the Population and Employment Department of the Bureau, the newly born second baby population increased to 8.83 million in 2017, 1.62 million more than that in 2016. And the second baby population took up 51.2% of the total newly born population, 11% higher than that of 2016. So that's a lot of figures, but here is the summary. What happened was total number of newborn babies in 2017 declined from the level in 2016. That's number one. Number two, this is contrary to earlier estimates. And number three, more babies are being born to families that already have a child in the year 2017 than in families that don't have any babies.
Yeah, let's cover some other basics here, the background information on baby making in China. Okay, China ended its decades long, that's plural. One-child policy in 2015, allowing all families to have two children. The new policy brought an increased birth rate of 7.9% in 2016. Guys, this was the highest in this century, so that's a big deal, right? The National Health and Family Planning Commission published an initiative during the period of the 13th five-year plan, that's 2016-2017. It required increasing the total fertility rates to 1.8 by 2020. The total fertility rate is, I guess, the average number of children that would be born to a woman in her lifetime. So 1.8, that was the goal moving forward from the background to 2020. However, the national fertility rate was 1.24% in 2017, even lower than the 1.29% in 2016. So looking at this, you know, a lot of people are having question marks. They're saying, what's going on? You know, we're failing to meet expectations. I guess, according to research written by Wang Pei'an, deputy director of the National Health and Family Planning Commission, in 2016, experts and scholars expected the newly born population to reach 20.23 and 20.82 million in 2017 and 2018, respectively. Other scholars also said on population, including, I guess, a Wang Guangzhou, a researcher from the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, and a professor Mu Guangzhang from Peking University, they estimated also that there should be a peak of newly born babies in 2017 and 2018. I guess they were shooting for between 18 to 22 million in 2017, yet we don't see that. So a lot of question marks are being drawn here, and people maybe are saying, I know I was when I looked at the research, that does this mean like the government or whoever's doing this research is out of touch with society?
Or certainly they have overestimated people's enthusiasm in having kids, or some maybe the calculation
means maybe not understanding what's going through
exactly.
The motivation to have kids.
Yes, and there are so many factors that would eventually make someone decide to have a child, and it's a complex issue, apparently. But certainly, I think it's important to point out the time period.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I think is particularly opportune to discuss this topic now
mm-hmm.
is that we've just passed the second anniversary mm-hmm. of this lifting loosening, yes, of the National Family Planning
yeah.
Policy.
Mm-hmm.
So 2016, I remember we talked about this on the show. We were happy to see this promising trend, apparently, that people were having more kids. And apparently now when we look at it, it was merely a one-time uptick. And in the second year, now, as we examine the results of this policy, we're already seeing a decline. And in the national birth statistics. So, what's driving this?
Well, the thing is, the population, the birth rate in China has been sort of reducing for some time now, and it is exactly this reason why China decided to lift that limit or loosen the family planning policy, sort of to catch up with the developments in the society. And already, there are plenty of reasons why people choose not to have babies. For instance, the cost of babies is just too high, raising a baby is too high. For instance, the most eligible or the women in the prime ages to have babies, they're not necessarily married. There are many reasons. That's why the government tried to sort of loosen the policy to encourage more people to have babies. And what's special about this statistics this year is that, it is out of the expectation of experts and scholars, because previously the experts and scholars were expecting that maybe by loosening the family planning policy to allow more families to have a second baby, this will unleash the demand for many families who previously wanted to have a second baby but couldn't, to sort of decide to take that step. But obviously, and they anticipated the pressure to be released sometime in these years. But they never expected that maybe the pressure has been unleashed in the year 2016. And as it turned out, 2016 was the year that China's population have peaked, at least in recent years.
I think a lot can be said because of, I guess, this leap of faith that people are having trouble doing. Among the total newly born population in 2017, as Hyung had said, 7.24 million were the first child the couple had. 2.49 million fewer than that in 2016. But on the reverse side, the number of newly born second children, that's the second child the couple are having, increased to 1.62 million in 2017. So basically we're seeing the increase happen more so with couples that are having their second child, right? People are saying, they've already had one and maybe one was enough. They got comfortable. They said being a parent isn't so bad. It wasn't as scary as we thought. We jumped. We made it. We landed on solid ground. We're still here. So is our baby. Let's have another one. But I think a lot of other couples are saying, oh boy, this is a bit scary. A whole human life I'm responsible for. That's definitely, it would be a huge concern of mine. And one I think that maybe, that's what I'm saying, is maybe the National Planning Committee, Health and Family Planning Commission, maybe is a little out of touch of how this is a big leap for people in so many ways. Also, I think, too, we should look at the fact that according to Huang Wenzheng, special senior researcher of the Center for China and Globalization, as China loosened the policy in the beginning of 2016 for allowing couples to have their second child, those with the intention to have a second child have already satisfied their demands in 2016. So guys, we're not baby-making machines. It's not so simple as just like, come on, each year we're pumping out a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like we need to be in love with that person. We need to feel comfortable in our relationships, to be able to trust this person, to be on a team. There's that whole aspect. There's also the aspect that, I think along with what Lai Ming said. These are expensive little guys or girls, you know, mouths to feed. We'll give you the specifics here in a minute. But on top of that, we have more career-oriented women, I think, than ever before. Around the world, women are realizing their potential, and good for them. They're ambitious and they're going for their goals. They should not be denied that. But unfortunately, only the ladies can be moms, can have kids, right? Yes. Also, I think we'll be talking here in the near future, but a lot of people globally are less confident in having a kid and having that kid have a bright future. I'm saying this because it seems like a lot of people already now are saying, my skills won't be valuable in 5 years, and maybe I won't have a job. And if you have that kind of fear, you know, because everything's being automized, everything's being given to some robot or some big data, that if I have a kid, of course, I would only have a kid, I think, responsibly, and say, all right, I'll have a kid if I believe my kid will have a better life than myself. And if it looks like the future is already counting me out of a job, why would I bring a life into this world where I'm not sure they're going to have to compete for table scraps, and table scraps being the job, whatever's left that isn't automized?
I think that makes a lot of sense. It is in human nature to over-evaluate risk and to under-evaluate reward. I mean, as much as Ryan has talked about how people are concerned about whether their kids are going to make a living in the future, I would say the future isn't going to be really that bad. I mean, people that are going to be born in after us in the future generations, they're going to find a way to keep their mouths feed. It's not too much trouble. But it is our nature to overestimate the risks. And that explains why many young couples who haven't had their first kid yet are hesitating again about whether they should have their first baby. There are risks involved. I mean, it's a potentially a life-threatening thing to do, to be pregnant and give birth to a baby. There are so many risks involved, and for young couples who haven't done this before, they have no idea how much this is going to cost them and how dangerous this is going to be, which is why, well, they are less willing than couples who already have a first child to give birth to a child.
Yeah, looking at the costs here, guys, I want to reference some data we have based on surnamed Shoes report, I guess somebody with the Southern Metropolis Daily, said in 2016 that the average cost of raising a kid in a big Chinese city has already risen to 700,000 yuan, I guess because of inflation. According to Caixin.com, the average annual cost of raising one child ranges from 20,000 RMB to 30,000 RMB in major cities. I crunched the numbers for 30,000 RMB and found out that is 2,500 RMB a month. So looking at that, that's a pretty daunting number, right?
It is.
That's a lot of money that's not being spent on what I want necessarily. And this is a big deal, because I think now we see human beings more narcissistic than ever. In my social media, posting my pictures. I mean, selfies, guys, I take a lot of selfies, and I'll be the first to admit I take it because I'm a little narcissistic about when I think I look good, I want to share it, you know? And I think that's healthy, to be honest with yourself on some level. People say, oh man, I'm looking good, I want to share this. Oh, see me world, I'm so nice looking. Mm-hmm. Just at that moment, you know, or whatever. But this paints a picture that now I think we all want to shower ourselves with things like fancy trips, the latest iPad, to be as cool as those we idolize or look up to in the modern day. And that doesn't always, you know, when we're looking up to these modern day individuals, these titans of industry, these people that are, yeah, looked up to, not all of them are having kids, you know. More of them are riding fast cars and living in a nice fancy apartment. So then when you look at these figures, 700,000 yuan on one kid, man, that's expensive. That's a big leap. And then you're asking me to have two of those? Whoa, I'm broke. I have no money.
I think that kind of sentiment can be shared among those people who are considered statistically, at the optimal age to give birth to a child. I think the bureau or the authorities are calculating the number of women between the age of 20 and 29. I think those are girls born between the age of, between the years 1988 and 1998. So when we talk about people born in that age, I think we have had a lot of conversations about this group of people. Mm-hmm. We know that they're rebellious when they were young. We know they're independent in their thinking, and we know they like to pursue their own goals in life. And couple that sentiment with the fact or the decreasing number of population in that group, we are having a huge problem. Because in 2017, the number of childbearing women between 15 and 49 years of age was 4 million less than that in 2016, and the number of women between 20 and 29 decreased by nearly 6 million.
Yeah, on top of that too, I believe like when it comes to the numbers of different genders here in China, a problem very specific to this country is the fact that you do have quite a few more men to women as well. So that makes at least this generation have a huge burden in the way of picking up these expectations put on by researchers and family planning commissions.
Certainly, and all of this happening in the backdrop when the housing price in cities is high. And when you have one baby or two, then immediately you need to be thinking about where your family is going to live. And lots of Chinese families mm-hmm. actually have this demand that they need to change into a bigger apartment. And just thinking about that, it's like a lot of ching ching sounds, noise in your head that mm-hmm. that all needs a lot of money. And another thing is, when you look at the education rate of Chinese people, especially Chinese women, this is happening all over the world. The more you're educated, the more developed a society seems to be, the less kids are born. And China is experiencing this right now. So Lai Ming, when you mentioned about all this calculated decision and looking at risks, and you don't want to take the risks, it just seems like that is what an urban, well-educated person would think. And that is becoming more and more sort of the mainstream of mindset that childbearing people seem to have, or these are the folks that get the voice heard. So when you look at all of this, what is the future going to look like?
I would say, you know, I think often we'll see that when it comes to the birth rate, as it pertains to demographics of people, we see the less affluent, maybe even the rural folks, uneducated, not necessarily putting so much
thought
into their future, as because it's not as maybe ambitious as one who's working and living in Beijing, you know, oh, I got to get that promotion before I have a kid. Oh, you know, these kind of thoughts aren't going through maybe a rural person's head. And also I do want to say that, you know, I think we've covered in past shows and then also today a lot of issues, why people aren't necessarily having kids. But I think one of the big ones too is, you know, maybe for these rural folks, they have a bigger and better sense of community. And I say that because I think a lot of the modern day professionals have moved away from their homes and are in many ways by themselves. The modern day Chinese couple is maybe more independent than they've ever been. So doing things like having their first baby, which I think this is a huge systemic part of this problem, is people aren't jumping to having the first baby.
Yeah.
It seems like once I have the first baby, the second one's not so bad. So going through this research, I really wanted to think, why aren't people having that first baby? And a lot of my friends, Lai Ming, I look on Facebook, are having babies right now. And looking at them, I'm not there yet, but I can tell when my friends that I grew up with, when they're holding that baby, these guys... They're holding their baby like so uncomfortably, and they've got this look of like fear and but smiling. Like, I don't know how to hold this precious thing. Am I holding it right? You know, all these thoughts are basically like, am I taking care of it right? I don't know what to do. Maybe the rural communities, you know, I have a baby and then I have a whole community to help me out. Say, oh, you should take care of your baby like this. Years of community's experience bringing up children. But the modern day individual moves to Beijing, starts this job with just his wife. Both people have never had a kid before and they're scared to death.
I think I'm in a very good position to elaborate on how people of my generation are hesitating about having a first child. I mean, my wife and I have been planning to have a kid for a few years. I mean, it was in the year 2014 when we decided that maybe we should start planning to have a kid. And then we thought about housing, we thought about schools, and we decided that we should maybe switch an apartment. And we spent a few years working hard and gathering information, looking into the apartments or saving money. And it was only until in 2016 when I finally reached that point when my family did manage to buy a new apartment. And there are other things that we have to consider, that education cost we have to cover. I mean, only a few weeks ago we talked about how Chinese families are spending the equivalent of 1.9% of China's GDP on education in preschool and primary school, and the amount of money spent in education is only a lot higher than that.
Yeah, and I think recently we also talked about the fact that, you know, currently this winter, kids are getting sick now more than ever, and in which case it's hard. Kids are getting doctors sick, and there's a lack of institutions that, one thing we referenced from that talk is there's a lack of institutions for kids' healthcare specifically. Just pediatricians in general are lacking here in China. So on top of school, we have medical facilities lacking. Yeah.
What I gather from all of this is the more you think about it, the least you would want to go through.
To jump.
Yeah. And certainly there's a lot of odds against us, it looks, but China's population cannot be sustainable the way it is. So certainly a lot of changes need to happen.
And the leap of faith.
Yes.